Its writer was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. Everything's working. I don't even know. I hope you guys can hear me. It's like normally I'm always like scrambling to get started. And here we are. It's like it worked out great. I don't even know how to act. Anyway, I'm Melissa Redpill. We are looking at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical. That's what we do. And so tonight, get ready tonight, buckle up. We're going to talk about three things. Number one, we're going to talk about how President Trump is exposing how the cabal uses election tampering and political assassinations to maintain power. And so more of this assassination chatter. Right? Okay, so we're going to talk about that and some assassinations that you might not have heard of and connecting the dots to this is the cabal that does this to maintain power, to gain power and to maintain it. Number two, we're going to talk about President Trump exposing and dismantling the Iran-Israel New World Order proxy war that has caused unrest in the Middle East. And so I'm going to tell you my opinion, and so you can put in the chat your opinion when we get there, because I think there's, you know, more to meet than meets the eye in this meeting that President Trump had today with the president of Lebanon. So I want you to kind of be really looking at that the way that the 17 told us to look at it. Number three, we're going to talk about these Cuban New World Order protest groups that have basically declared war on the United States, targeting the United States. So are y'all ready? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Everything good? So don't forget, hit the like button right now. Smash that like button. Make sure you're subscribed and your bell is rung. And I thank you so much for always doing that and that you always share this information, because we connect all this to how this is biblical. This is the day we're being set free from this terrible, horrible, horrible beast. I'm going to talk about that too, actually, in the book of Daniel chapter 7. If you really want to know more about end times, go to melissaredpill.com. Go to my end times page. You will love it. It's very good news. Don't be afraid of end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. I've actually written bestseller books about it. That's the bestseller book right there. End times and 1,000 years of peace. It's a lot, but it's the good news about it. We were misled. Hello about everything. Misled about everything. Also check out the Major Clues for Minor Prophets. They love it. And also the Golden Age, what we're going to have in the Golden Age that the Lord has promised to us when he will rule and we will rule with him. And also how this is biblical. All these Bible stories you've heard all your life were a roadmap for us. All right, so let's get started. First of all, I want to go into what Rubio said at this ministerial on the resurgence of political terrorism. I'm going to share this link with you guys because it's really important that you, I think it's really great to listen to this, this whole thing. I'm going to share this over in the chat. And if you guys can go and put that over on the YouTube chat too. And I actually have the YouTube chat in the Rumble chat. So if you guys can all get to know each other, that would be awesome. Join in both places, like in both places. All right. So Rubio was talking about how there's a resurgence of political violence and political assassinations. This is, again, too much talk about this, in my opinion, but I'm going to show you something else that President Trump's posted today. See if I can remember to do that. Well, did you see, I think I did it yesterday, that he's saying, you know, talk less. What he said? Hang on. You know what? I need to put that on there because it's really important. I'll grab that in just a second. All right. So I want you to see that. This whole video, I'm not going to really play it because it's there's just, I don't even know how to pick the best clip from it. But basically, he is saying that we have a big problem in the world because there's a resurgence of this. Now that ISIS has been pushed down and different terrorist groups are pushed down, they're resorting to political assassinations. And we see that happening all over the world. And so it's because they're caged, you know, they're backed into a corner. And so they have really, they don't really have any more options than that. So anyway, definitely go and grab that link. Secretary Rubio delivers opening remarks at the ministerial on the resurgence of political terrorism. It's on the U.S. State Department, Department of State YouTube site. But I want you to also see, and I got this information from my wonderful Susan Kokenda. She's just so great. I want you to see a clip that she had found of Besant, where he, and I didn't know about this, and I want to make sure that you guys knew, because I had not heard about this. If you're not familiar with Susan Kokenda, she is amazing. She's been in the fight for, I think she said, 50 years. And so so definitely check her site over on Promethean Updates. But he's saying that there was an assassination attempt against him. Yeah, check this out. Check this out right here.
I'm going to go off script for a minute, which is always dangerous, but I'm going to remind everyone in this room and all the media that I was the subject of an assassination attempt February 2024 by an addled left-wing activist 2 hours after being sworn into my job. So any of you who want to report that this is a fiction and does not exist, be there for the sentencing this August.
This is the other half.
Yep. So that's, you know, this is real. And I'm going to talk about some historical events that Susan had brought up, but this is real, happening now. And again, this goes back to the airplane that I'm not seeing, like, I'm not find that right quick. But anyway, President Trump posted a picture of maxing out the plane. They just talked about today that they're sending the plane for getting maxed out. And everybody knows that the reason is because he's got to be protected from a madman who would try to take down this plane. And by all accounts, the old Air Force One had the ability, at least this is what we've heard, to send out tracers to put down a missile that might be sent up to take down the plane. And so does this new one have that? I literally cannot imagine them not having this on this new plane. I mean, come on now. So, and also one thing that's very interesting is that President Trump, you remember, he took this airplane all the way to Europe for the, I guess it was for the G7, was it? Anyway, but he didn't come back in it. He came back in the old Air Force One. And then he just went the other day on another trip. I think he went to the World Cup in his new plane. So now they're saying they're going to go max it out. All right. But he said, less talk. I think that was what he posted. Less talk. Sorry, I can't find that clip right now. But anyway, so I don't know what that means exactly. I want you to tell me in the chat, what do you think he means by less talk? Does he want us to talk less about there being an assassination attempt? Well, we're not the ones doing it. You guys are. You're the one. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. But either way, we've already heard on the 17 board that President Trump will be safe on AF1. There is no way in the world that they're going to risk his life. This is biblical. There's nothing that can stop what is coming. This is, you know, but you might hear a report of something like that. But just trust that no matter what, okay, well, like a broken record, but he will be safe on AF1, Air Force One. All right, so I wanted you to say, so what do you guys think? I want to see what in the chat what you guys think about that. Why did he say less talk? Because he's the one talking about it. Less talk. And he's the one talking about, oh, we're going to send this over to be worked on. And oh, now we're, you know, it's been sent over. I mean, it's like every time you open the news, it's being talked about on the news. So yeah, even, you know, Besant had a plot against him. All right. So I want to I'll bring up some of the ones who in the past were brought, were literally assassinated that you might not have heard about. One is this Aldo Moro. Way back in 1978, he was assassinated. And he was an Italian statesman and prominent member of the Christian Democracy and its center-left wing. So what was he, what, why did they hate him? Because he was making Italy great again, because he was making sure that they were a truly free country running their own economy and not being under the thumb of the globalists. And so they could not put up with that. And so they got rid of him. And so anybody who's really trying to work for the good of the people, they ended up getting, you know, getting killed, getting assassinated. So here's another one that I'd never heard of. Alfred Herrhausen. Never, have you guys heard of him? So this is another one. This was in Germany. And he was a prominent West German banker and the charismatic chairman of the bank, the board of Deutsche Bank. And so he basically went rogue and he was trying to get funding to the people instead of the hand-selected, you know, winners that the New World Order wanted him to divvy out the money to. He was giving money to other, to the common people, to the, to, so they could create factories and build up the German economy for the people, not just for the globalists to be able to make all the money and everybody else just be a, basically an underling and a slave and then siphon off all the wealth. So he was this, he was doing this and he was killed in 1989. He was highly influential in global finance and politics. He's remembered as much for his visionary leadership as for his tragic and unsolved assassination. I'll tell you, when you're saying it's an unsolved assassination, you know, it's got to be the globalists who did it. Of course they did. Of course they did, because he was trying to make Germany great again, right? So he joined the Deutsche Bank in 1970. He became its spokesman and chairman in 1985. He advocated for greater social responsibility in banking and aggressively pushed to write off debts of struggling developing nations. So he was also saying, look, these people have been in debt slavery long enough. He believed in Gesara. He believed in Jubilee, which is clearly what the Bible teaches, that after 50 years, everybody has debt cancellation. And that's not just for someone individually. That's for nations. You can't just keep these countries, pushed down and enslaved forever. Of course, that's exactly what happened when our Lord Jesus went into the city of Jerusalem and with the triumphal entry. They thought for sure that he was going to institute Jubilee and cancel all the debts that they had, and give everybody back their land that they had stolen from them fair and square. And they said, no, you're not doing that. We're going to put you on a cross. So these people are making very courageous decisions, and it cost him his life. So Alfred Herrhausen for that. I just want you to see that, because these, even though Rubio did not specifically bring up his name, this is the type of political assassination he's talking about. And this person was not even in a political role, but he was doing things for the people. And that's, you can't do that. Okay. So this shows you why it's so dangerous. What President Trump is so dangerous. All right, so the other one I'd never heard of was Detlev Karsten Rohwedder. So I have never heard of him. He was killed April Fool's Day, 1991. And what was his crime against the globalist cabal? He was a prominent German manager and politician who was assassinated on April Fool's, 1991, while leading the Trennhund, whatever, the agency tasked with privatizing the former East Germany state economy, state-owned economy, instead of having it, in the hands of the government, where they have all the proceeds for themselves. He was pushing it out to the people, privatizing these factories and the businesses for the good of the German people. Again, you're not allowed to do that. Here are the key details surrounding his life, work, and assassination. The man was an experienced business leader, Detlev Karsten Rohwedder. He was known for successfully restructuring and saving Western German steel manufacturer Hoesch AG in the early 1980s. So after they killed him, then all of the steel mills were gutted and everything was given back to the status quo, where it all turned out for the globalists instead of the German people. So that you see how dangerous this is. Rubio talked about, I think it was the night of the long knives or something. Bottom line, where they take the politicians and arrest them by some quote rogue group, and then the person, and they bring them up on some kind of trumped up trial, and then they end up They ended up executing this one. I can't remember his name right now, but the point is that this is what they do. They you know, use these horrible rogue groups to do their dirty work. And so that they can, oh, we didn't do this. No, that, you know, but if you follow the money, you'll find out who it was. And that's why I'm going to bring up today about the Cuban New World Order groups that are doing all this mayhem in America. Here's one that happened in Peru. This is called the Sendero Luminoso. Now, Luminoso means shine. The Sendero Luminoso means shining path. And I think you might remember it where in the Bible it says that Satan comes as an angel of light. When you think of Illuminati, think of this as satanic light. He comes as a, not picking on the moon, but you know how the moon reflects the light of the sun. He can't produce any light. He can't produce any truth. He can't produce any goodness, but he can imitate and he can hijack and he can use something but always for evil purposes. But of course, Jesus is the light of the world, and we are the light of the world as we have him live in us. But this Sendero Luminoso down in Peru was responsible for the deaths and disappearances of over 12,000 people. This guerrilla group, this Maoist guerrilla group, of course, they're blaming the Maoist group, this guerrilla group, which is always the New World Order, the Nazi World Order. They targeted local authorities and community leaders and indigenous peasants in the campaign of extreme violence. This is what President Trump is up against, because with a little bit of cash, they can get these violent groups in like that and get them to do their dirty work. Peru's official Truth and Reconciliation Commission estimated the 20-year internal armed conflict left nearly 70,000 people dead. Okay, so I just want you to be aware that is what he's up against. I'm going to show you super quick the one about. I want to show you the one about Cuba. Where did I put that one? Okay, hang on. That's something else. Okay, this one here. Let me grab that one while we're on this topic. These are the groups that are being used by the New World Order, and they're calling them communists. Well, communist is New World Order. Okay, just it's all one group. They can go by a different name, but they're all the same thing. They do have some infighting, but they're all one group that has one intent, purpose to pull down the world and have them rule, like the Saturday morning cartoon, right? Raise your hand if you were a kid and watched the Saturday morning cartoon and you didn't understand why this guy wanted to rule the world so bad. It's like, what is wrong with these people? Anyway, so Secretary Rubio, in a new bombshell, exposes these leftist groups for being connected to the Cuban communist regime. They even called for agitated resistance, and published the location of ICE facilities. So they're going against the ICE facilities because they know they're being very, very successful in removing these criminals and removing the numbers of people that can vote in this election. Of course, that's the whole point of what President Trump is doing with the Save America Act, is to set these elections right. Anyway, more to come on that, because don't even think that that's the end of it. That's just that one opening salvo that he had the other day on election fraud. Anyway, so these are the six groups that are paid for by the CCP, the Communist Party, the New World Order. Basically, it's all the same thing. Code Pink, ICAP, the People's Forum, Democratic Socialists of America, of course, National Lawyers Guild, hello, right? The lawyers, and the National Network on Cuba. And it appears that what they're saying, what Marco Rubio is saying, is that this is an act of war. And I'm not picking on Cuba. The poor Cuban people, they don't even have power, electricity. Like, we didn't do it. We don't even have power to do it. We have nothing. It's about, obviously, we always point the finger at the New World Order. So Rubio exposed the American leftists for working with the Cuban regime to cause socialism in America. So this is an act of war. All these things that they're doing are an act of war, whether it is the election fraud, where they utilize the U.S. government to hide things from the president, even though he already knew this information. But they do. It's still treason on their part because they hid this information from him. on purpose. And then you've got these agitated resistance people who are causing all this mayhem and causing, you know, trust me, they're getting paid to go and try to agitate the ICE officers. You know, they're getting paid to do that. So, you know, there's that, and as well as these terrible political assassinations. And the truth is, even if someone hasn't been assassinated, there's even the attempt on Besant strikes fear in most people to say, you know what, I'll just go do some other job. And a lot of people are not really interested in, you know, putting their lives at risk. So I just hand it to all these courageous people who are, you know, who've put themselves at risk. You know, each of us has put ourselves at risk and we've suffered to some degree, but I don't think there's a target on our back quite like what Besant and Rubio and those at the top have, and of course, our wonderful president. All right. I wanted to read to you this from the book of Daniel. And you guys, you probably already know this, but it's always a good reminder. Everything in God's word, as you read it, you soak more and more and more in. This is where in the book of Daniel, it talks about there being four beasts. And so I wanted to bring up about this fourth beast and make sure that you know this is talking about this who we're fighting right now, this Nazi world order. This is where we are on the timeline of history. There's absolutely no doubt about it that's who we're fighting. And I'll scroll back up just for a hot minute and show you these different beasts that Daniel was shown, one with the lion with eagle's wings. Of course, that's talking about England and how they were this colonial power ruling the world, right? And so they were this empire that ruled the world. Well, in one sense, not really, because they've been replaced by this Nazi world order, right? Same thing for the second beast, which would look like a bear. Same thing that, you know, Russia has at times, quote, ruled the world, but they've been replaced by this horrible new world order. And then number three, I believe this leopard, I think that's really indicates the German power. And so, you know, there might be a difference of opinion on that. It really doesn't necessarily matter. Bottom line, it's about empires that were ruling the world, and they were replaced by this fourth and terrible beast. Then in my vision that night, I saw a fourth beast, terrifying and dreadful and very strong. It devoured and crushed its victims with huge iron teeth and trampled the remains beneath its feet. It was different from any of the other beasts, and it had 10 horns. What is this talking about? Clearly, this horrible beast, it's not about a physical beast. It's about, everybody realize, it's about an empire that rules the world. Who is this? We know. If you're new here, I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert, this is the Battle of Armageddon. This is the battle to take down this fourth beast. This is the battle to end all battles, to end all wars. It's the end of wars. It says nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. There will be nations that are sovereign. They get to make their own choices. They get to make their own infrastructure. They get to make their own decisions and run their country in a way that, you know, they choose, and have their own culture instead of being under the thumb of this horrible fourth beast. Terrifying, dreadful, very strong. It devoured and crushed its victims with huge iron teeth and trampled the remains beneath its feet. Who does that sound like? It sounds exactly like this terrible new world order, this cabal, this satanic criminal cabal. It was different from the other beasts because it had proliferated, as we already know, that this their wound that was healed. I go into this in the book, The End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, this one right here, End Times, and I go into this detail about that verse that talks about this fatal wound that was healed. After the World War II, it would appear that they should have been crushed. They would have been removed. But no, they proliferated all over the world. We already, you know, we know that that's what has happened. You know, once we woke up and we realized who we were fighting, that we realized that that's what happened. And so they've taken over the whole world. It's like, I think of it like a dandelion. They just poof and they went everywhere. And they have been in literally every town. And they're running everything, and really they really took a lot of power and took over a lot once they had these phones. But as we've heard on the board, yes, they were using those to control us and to know, you know, what our thoughts were and know what we were saying and to track us. But it was also used to track them. And they never expected it to boomerang on them. Anyway, this terrible beast, that's who it's talking about. And they trampled our rights, our finances, our health, everything. And as I was looking at the horn, suddenly another small horn appeared among them. Three of the first horns were torn out by the roots to make room for it. What I believe that means, as I was saying before, this first, second, and third beast were replaced by this one. And it says it's funny. It's because it says the horn was torn out by the roots to make room for it. The little horn had eyes like human eyes. It's even though it's little, it replaced those three big horns. Isn't that interesting? And so I think that it's small, and really I think it kind of represents the Zionist power. How they have used this little country of Israel to rule the world, and they've used every country. They've used the CCP in China. They've used, you know, the Vatican. They've used the UK. They've used every country. But really, that the focus is the Zionism. Okay. And so this little horn had eyes like human eyes and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. Who does that sound like? The one that you cannot ever name or criticize, right? And so then the next verse says, I watched as thrones were put in place and the ancient one sat down to judge. That's us. That the righteous will rule with Christ. These thrones are for the righteous to rule. As it says in Revelation 20, that we will rule with Christ. We will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. This is what it says in Revelation chapter 20. The ancient one sat down to judge. These people are about to be judged. This is what we mean when we say nothing can stop what is coming. They're going to be brought down to judgment. And removed, they're being removed already from power, but at one point they will be gone. The Bible says we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. I'm putting over the link to the Rumble right now in the chat if you guys want to go grab that so you can be on both places, being multitask. Y'all know me, I'm always multitasking. Anyway, so his clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of a blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence, his holy, holy presence, his power and his might, his just his goodness and his justice and his vengeance against our enemies. Just, you know, with his eyes are like flames of fire, right? And a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Millions stood to attend him. And then the court began its session. And the books were opened. The evidence was brought out. The truth was brought out. And those who were the righteous were vindicated. And those who were evil were exposed and brought to judgment. That is right after it talks about this horrible, terrible beast. And so now we realize who we've been up against. So if you like that, if you want to find out more about that, go to melissaredpill.com and then go to the end times page. You can also go to freedomforce.live live. And select /end times. I'll pop that link over into the chat. This is the very first video. It's just a short, like a 5-minute video about the Great Awakening. And it really gives a short summary of the truth about end times. Like what I was just saying, that we're fighting the Battle of Armageddon, who we're fighting and how we're going to defeat them. And so people can come out of the scary deception that that the world's going to blow up in a nuclear holocaust. That whole thought has got to change. So here is the end times page. I'm popping it on the chat right now. If you guys can put it over on the YouTube, I would appreciate it. But if you scroll down, you can read a little clips of the books and look at the chapters and look at all the wonderful truth that's going to happen in the golden age. And also you can just read snippets of these books too. All right. You can also see on here, the audiobooks are here on this on melissaredpill.com and the playlist for the study. We did a study. If you haven't done that, go back and go on to Melissa Red Pill. Go to the videos page right here. I'll pop this link over here and you can go week by week by week, but do the homework first. Okay. In the study guide, you have to read it and do the study and make sure you really, really understand it, because listening, sometimes you really don't know. You don't know if you know it unless you kind of take the test. Okay. So here is the, I'll just say videos right here. All right. So there's one on the study guide on the minor prophets, as well as the end time study. Okay. So now, oh, here's the one I was saying before. Where were you before? I was looking for you before. Say less. The President Trump talking about say less. Did y'all tell me what you think about that? Why does he seem to say less? He's the one who's talking about it, not me. Is it child psychology? that winds up saying more because he said say less? I don't know. I just think that's really, thank you so much for saying you love Melly's books, EPH 320. I love writing them. I'm just so thankful to get to have been able to write them and to be able to put it all together. I'm very, very thankful. Very thankful. All right. So, and don't forget, you guys, this one has like 3,600 positive reviews. If you can go and write reviews on these, I would really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. So now the next thing is, here is the video we just did about the D-class speech that President Trump had. So I just was talking about, you know, what he briefly mentioned, but he mostly was talking about the election fraud, and not really to relitigate 2020, because I'm going to show you something at the end about what's really going to happen with the auto pen. That's really funny. But he's really trying to help everyone understand how they do this, how they manipulate the vote and what they've done to manipulate the vote and how they lie and they use the intelligence community to lie to the president. And then if that doesn't work, then they do these terrible political assassinations. So if you haven't seen that one, I'm going to go grab that real quick and grab and pop that into the chat. So that's what we talked about on that one. So this is the I'll call that D-class. Okay. So if you can grab that now. So the last thing I was going to talk about is about Israel and what's going on with this Lebanon crisis. So Netanyahu has been in the news a good amount in the past couple of days, and very interesting. And again, I keep going back to, don't forget that they are all on the same evil Antichrist team. Now, I wouldn't dispute that there's some infighting between them. There's no doubt there's infighting between them, but they're all on the same team to take down the world, okay? And so Zohran Mamdani is actively exploring ways to arrest Netanyahu when he comes to the city, to New York City, for the UN. They're having a United Nations meeting, and so Netanyahu will be there, and they're saying they want to arrest him. And he says, I believe Netanyahu belongs in The Hague. He's a war criminal charged by the International Criminal Court. Now, if my thesis is correct, the powers that be, I want to get, you know, throw him under the bus because he has been trying to take over the Middle East. He's been trying to take over Iran and not really work as a team player for the cabal. But really, Trump has used that against them, divide and conquer. He's dividing these New World Order minions and to conquer them. Right. I believe that's really what's happening. Anyway, but so he's saying that. I really think so. Tell me what you guys think in the chat. Anyway, the International Criminal Court has zero authority on U.S. soil. This is going nowhere. And I will say this. Rubio just had a speech. I should have pulled this clip up. But Rubio just said, this is an unelected bunch of bureaucrats. People don't even know their names. And they have no authority to do anything in the United States. So, you know, who are these people and who do they think they are? It's like you and what army is going to come in and tell anybody what to do on U.S. soil. You know, we are a sovereign country. We do not answer to the International Criminal Court. All right. So that's a very important point to know. So I want you to see that. And then President Trump, of course, has to respond. And he says Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested in any way, shape or form in America while in the United States of America. But he might be arrested some other time. But he didn't just sit right now while he's in America. He's fighting against the Islamic Republic of Iran, which recently killed 52,000 innocent protesters and has spent the last 47 years killing American soldiers and others. Now, okay, I'm just going to read this sentence to you again. And I'm going to just tell you, it's very worded in a very interesting way. Okay? It sounds like, okay, my English teacher would have said, no, that's not worded correctly. But President Trump is a genius. He knows exactly what he's saying all the time. He is fighting against the Republic of Iran and has spent the last 47 years killing American soldiers and others. Who's the one that's killed American soldiers for the past 47 years? I mean, everybody thinks, of course, he's talking about Iran. But the way the sentence is structured, it sounds like he could potentially be talking about Netanyahu. And I don't disagree that he's a war criminal. I don't disagree with that at all. Anyway, but either way, President Trump can appear that, oh, I'm supporting. He's always, looks like he's supporting Netanyahu. So he's saying he's fighting the Republic of Iran. And if you remember that whole back and forth where President Trump was attacking Iran and supposedly, you know, the IDF was and Netanyahu were supporting him, President Trump, in doing that, and then he was going too far and President Trump had to dial him back, rein him back in. So yeah, it's very interesting to see, how President Trump ultimately controls Netanyahu. And he's using this as part of his control mechanism. He's an absolute genius. The only ones that should be arrested are the people that led Iran into this unprecedented spiral of death and destruction, something that should have been dealt with years ago by previous presidents, President Donald J. Trump. Who are the ones that led Iran into this spiral of death and destruction? Who? The New World Order. He's in this post where he's looking like he's vindicating Netanyahu, is actually calling him out because he's part of this group that has used Iran as a proxy war to run a proxy war to cause all this mayhem in the Middle East and to control the commerce of the world. That's how they've controlled the commerce. We've talked about that many, many times. So I just find that very interesting. I'm going to read that sentence one more time. The only ones that should be arrested are the people that led Iran into this unprecedented spiral of death and destruction. Hello, that is the New World Order, of whom Netanyahu is a member. All right, there you go. That's my opinion on it. You guys tell me what you think. Yes, thank you so much, Lolly. All right, so then the next thing was, this is the president of Lebanon. Very interesting conversations. I posted those over on my social media. If you're not familiar, go to my Melissa Red Pill X account. Go to melissaredpill.com and you can find all the other social media. We have my wonderful team, Melly. Hey, Colleen and Tammy who helped with all kinds of wonderful things to get all this done. But they, I'm sorry. Anyway, lost my train of thought. Oh, well, whatever I was going to say, I just lost it. I've got too many things in my head. All right. So Trump says the Israeli army is in the process of withdrawing from Lebanon. They're in the process of redeploying to other sections. Who does that sound like who's in control? if it was up to Netanyahu, he would not at all want this to be done. He would not want to. He wants to be in Iran. He wants to be in Lebanon. He wants to be everywhere. He wants to be running the show. And President Trump is running it. And he hates it. But he has to look like he's happy about it. That he's for peace when he's not. He's anything but. But yeah. So yeah, this is the president of Lebanon. And so they just had some very interesting conversations. And yeah, I guess I was just saying that I'll go on to melissaredpill.com and you can find all of my social media where my wonderful team posts. That's what I was trying to say. All right. So yeah, Patriots in control. No matter what happens, just trust that Patriots are in control. President Trump in the golden chair running the world right there from his chair. So this guy, the president of Lebanon, I want you to see what he did when they're talking back and forth, really interesting chit chat. But at this point, President Trump talks about Hezbollah being in Lebanon for many years. He says, I love this phrasing, you've lived with Hezbollah a long time. And as soon as he said that way that he said it, you've lived with them for a long time, one meaning could be you've had to put up with them. But on the other side, other way to look at it is you've lived with it because this was part of your plan to cause all this angst in the Middle East. And we know that's the truth. You have to listen really carefully when you listen to President Trump. He's always throwing out these little tidbits. We know that. We know the New World Order is all in causing these proxy wars and having these terrorists. They're all run by the New World Order, and they're doing this to cause all this unrest so that they can control the world commerce and rule the world. Check it out. Listen to it. See what you think.
So what is the plan? Is the plan to just keep bombing until
How would you know if there are no sides?
Why do you know something that I don't know?
Well, they continue to attack our allies.
Yeah, but you don't know what the dialogue is behind the scenes, that they want to meet desperately to try and end it because they're getting decimated. You don't get that when you listen to your fake station, but you don't know. You don't know anything.
So what, talks are.
You know
still
something
possible,
that I don't know. Do you know something I don't know?
Well, tell us.
I will tell you. They want to desperately meet, and until they're ready to meet in a meaningful way, we have no interest in even.
So finally, no signs that Iran is ready to stop fighting.
Oh no! Okay. Oh no! I didn't grab the right one. Where's the right? Oh goodness gracious! Oh no! I don't have the right link. That wasn't the link. Somehow I grabbed the wrong one. Okay, so hang on. I want to see if I can find this one. Let me see if I can find the one about Hezbollah. Okay, hang on real quick. I'm going to do this on the fly and see if I can grab it. Because I just love this, where he said this. And I want you to see how this guy gets so fidgety. And I guess I somehow put the wrong post. Grab this one. Maybe this is it. Please stand by. I'm going to grab this for you. Doing it on the fly.
Thank you. I've been looking
much.
Forward to this visit for a long time.
Thank you. Very
meeting
much.
Such a great president like yourself.
That's a very nice thing. See, he knows how to get to me. He can have anything. Now he can have anything. Would you like to say something?
Okay, that wasn't the one. That was cute, but that wasn't the one. And another plot, they're talking about how, oh, he's so handsome, and you called the president of Iraq handsome. Are you going to call this guy handsome? Like, yes, he's handsome. It was just the mainstream media is they're useless. They're really. I'm going to find this. Okay, where he's saying you can have anything you want. Here's where he's saying. I want you to see that. I want you to see where he gets all fidgety. Okay.
Last week you met with the Iraqi.
If I made that statement about somebody else.
Yeah, that's not the one. Okay, so, but bottom line, on this, at this point when he was, I think I had that clip. All right, so he was saying, you've lived with Hezbollah a long time. And so as soon as he said that, the guy starts shuffling in his chair and he starts closing his coat because he knows President Trump could expose him. Remember how, don't ever forget what he did to Zelensky. He exposed Zelensky before all the world. Remember that? And Zelensky's sitting there with his eyes like, you know, as big as eggs, like a deer in the headlights. And this man knows this is a dangerous hot seat to be in because if President Trump chose to, he could expose this man. And so he's wiggling like, are you going to tell them that I've actually paid Hezbollah? Remember when we found out that Hamas was paid for by Israel? You know, this truth has to come out. I wish I could find that clip. If I can before we go, I'll share that. All right. So this is something that just came out before I left and before I started the video. And it's about the legal team of Biden had been trying to suppress these audio recordings of his. Remember that 5-hour special counsel interview with her? Remember that? And the judge said, no, 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 we're not letting you suppress this. 5 hours. Release the tapes. What do you think about that? Let the whole world hear the true mental condition of Biden during this auto pen term. His quote term that he was president, the auto pen. Wouldn't that be something? So, yeah, I don't know who's going to get to hear these. I hope they release them for all the world to hear. Wouldn't that be something? And then. What are the people who said, oh, he's so sharp. He's just sharp, sharp, sharp. What are they going to say then? It just really reveals that they lied and lied and lied. And I'm telling you, if that does get released, we're going to plaster that everywhere. And we're going to stick their nose in it and say, smell this. Look at this. Look at what they did. All right. So before we go, I wish so goodness I could find this. Okay. I'm just going to bear with me real super quick. I'll do this. I'll play a little clip of what Rubio says, and then I'll be just a second.
And training materials and target information through shared encrypted channels, moving through underground networks of safe houses and finance and sustain their operations through transnational funds. and they work alongside hostile foreign states that share their mission, like Iraq's Iranian proxy networks, who are increasingly intimately tied to leftist militant groups around the world. The Cuban regime's sprawling intelligence and ideological network helped to build the far left in our country and in our hemisphere, and it remains inextricably linked to the far left groups and movements across and beyond the West. Today's far left terrorists can raise money in one country. They can host their communications in a second country. They can receive training in a third country. They can recruit militants in a fourth country, and then together strike a target in a fifth country. And so we have no choice but to confront this menace together. We will either cooperate across our borders, or the terrorists will continue to exploit the gaps between them.
Okay, so I just reiterate that they're bringing this up, and it makes me, you know, wonder, is it because of arrests of those who are terrorists? They just named two more groups. One's called the Los Viagras, and one's called the Guadalajara group or something like that. They just named these two, and what does that mean? If they are named, then they can be gone after by the U.S. military. Is not just a technical, you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. It is where if they are a terrorist group, then our military can go and root them out. That's huge. So I just want to make sure that you knew that, you know, we're trying to help these Latin American countries be free from these cartels that have been running their governments. So, yeah. And so this is what he's trying to do, is expose them. Is he trying to seed our thoughts on that there's going to be some kind of political assassination? Is he trying to seed our thoughts on there being arrests? You guys tell me what you think over in the chat. And I still was not able to find it. I wish I could find that little clip. I will post that over on the social media today. I will find that clip that where he's shuffling in his chair like, okay, please don't tell everybody that I've been paying Hezbollah. Anyway, I just wanted you to see that. I found this today also, and I want to make sure that you guys saw this. And you probably already know it, but I just want to make sure that you do, that John D. Rockefeller and Andrew Carnegie engineered the modern pharmaceutical industry by systematically marginalizing natural and holistic medicine to promote profitable, patentable synthetic drugs derived from petrochemicals. To achieve this monopoly, they funded the Flexner Report in 1910, which discredited forced the closure of medical schools teaching non-allopathic methods like homeopathy and herbalism. This is the beginning of the modern pharmaceutical petrochemical industry, where they're putting these things in our bodies that are terrible. And so they squelched and they mocked anyone who would use anything that was a natural substance, or do or teach nutrition, or teach about herbs, or teach about, you know, these supplements that can help the body. And they mock them, and they, even to this day, won't, you know, the insurance won't pay for those types of things. So, yeah, here the transformation involved three key strategies: standardization. The report established strict drug-based curricula for remaining medical schools, effectively eliminating holistic education from the mainstream. All the people that I have interviewed that are on my channel that I talk about over on my health page, freedomforce.live/health. I'm going to grab that link and pop that in. These are all holistic people. They have suffered so much and been maligned and mocked because they are trying every day to get their truth out about what really is will heal your body. And so this is, I'll pop that link right there. I blame Rockefeller for modern medicine and how it has been so damaging to our health. I mean, look at everybody's health. It's just awful. So he did this, and he squelched and he stifled the medical schools from teaching about holistic education. And then the funding leverage. Rockefeller donated millions to institutions like Johns Hopkins on the condition that they adopt allopathic medicine and reject natural remedies. Again, because they can't make any money on natural remedies. They want to make money on these petrochemicals that they have in the pharmaceuticals. And then the media control, the duo funded media campaigns and organizations to label natural healing as quackery, while portraying synthetic drugs as the only scientific advancement. This is because of Rockefeller. And this is just something I just said, searched on Brave. I searched Rockefeller medical industry, and that's exactly what came up. And that is the exact, that is the truth. I'm really excited to have the truth come up on Brave. So good job, Brave, for exposing John D. Rockefeller and Andrew Carnegie. I just want to make sure that you guys saw this and that you see, if you want to find out more about holistic medicine, true medicine, this is what our forefathers had for years and that was, you know, wonderful for our bodies. This is where you want to go, right here. And definitely go in to check out, if you're not familiar with Prescribing Life, check out all the links there. If you know anybody who is having terrible, like, bleeding, check out those herbs. I mean, it's really wonderful. If you want to find out about the healing power of silver, how you can take back your microbiome, that is the most important thing that you have. If you don't know about that, definitely check into that. So definitely look into freedomforce.life/health. You will love it. Last thing. Did you guys see this? The World Cup star Ferran Torres is wearing a Make Spain Great Again hat. Everybody saw that. Everybody saw that. Him wearing that Make Spain Great Again. I just thought that was so awesome. He was using that, his platform to really help save the world. Kudos to you, Ferran Torres. And, you know, he might not be able to get as many financial deals from doing that. You know that. He's siding with Trump. And I just applaud him that he would stand with, you know, with Trump and with patriots. And I just love it. I'm just so, so proud of him. And he was having the time of his life celebrating all their hard won gains. And then to see him do that, that was just over the top. So I just love it. Let's pray. And then we're going to jet. All right. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you. We praise you and thank you that you are the king. You are the one who sits on that throne that we were reading about in Daniel 7, and that you are the one who, it's like a flames around you because of your righteousness and your purity and your goodness and your justice and your vengeance upon your enemies, the ones who've hurt us for so, so, so long. Thank you, Lord, that you are going to rule this world and we will rule with you. You are raising us up into these positions, Lord. Guide us on whatever you'd have us to do. We are at your service. Like this Ferran Torres guy who just put on a hat for you. And I love it that he was speaking out the truth loud and clear for everyone, the whole world to see that he stands with the people and having freedom all over the world, in Spain and in every country. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all these who've put themselves at such risk. I pray you would surround them with your angels and that nothing could harm them at all. And I just thank you for all these who over the years have put themselves at such risk and have given their lives for all that they were trying to do for their country. And I just, I'd ask you to just bless everyone who's on the front lines working so hard and all those who are doing evil. Lord, we just pray that you will bring them down, that they will not have a moment's peace, that they will be removed from any position of authority, and that everyone will see them, that they will be exposed, and that you will help us to get the truth out so people can see the truth between what's right and wrong, what's righteous and wicked. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Y'all ready to go? I know you're not. I know you're not ready to go, but we're going to go. And I will see you on Saturday morning at 10:30. Don't forget to follow me over on the social media. You can find all that on melissaredpill.com. You can check out all the social media right there. Like I said, the audiobooks are there. The videos are right there. So check it out. And you'll also see where the Rumble is. So you can see the videos that we have been posting. Okay, guys, I love you. And I guess that's it. And I will talk to you later.
Followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.